Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thank you, folks, for enduring the snowstorm of 2025. glad that it's now a nice spring day, 66 degrees out there. And we hope you did endured the snowstorm without slipping and sliding around. I just want to welcome you again to the show. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Rainer James.
Hal James.
Very good. Now, Pat, we're going to go to you because you had a great opinion on something.
Yes, my favorite. Last week we talked about what our favorite executive orders were coming out of Trump, and mine was there are only two genders. And I am thrilled to see that he has banned transgenders from serving in the military. But he banned them not only on medical grounds, because they're not liable for deployment when they're coming back from surgery or they, you know, have all these medicines they have to take, but he banned them on moral grounds because he said they can't be honorable, truthful, and disciplined as required. Now, that's got to hurt.
It's got to hurt. That's
it happens to be true.
And it's in your face, yes.
Yes, it's in your face.
No,
it happens to
wait
be
a
true.
Minute. What is the basis for that statement?
Well, you can't be truthful if you're pretending to be female when you're in fact male.
Okay.
And again, he's restored that every federal document now only contains a male or female checkbox.
You can't be honorable if you're lying.
Yeah.
And you can't be disciplined if you can't live your life as the male God intended you to be.
That's true. I can see it from a medical point of view, that the cost of maintaining transgender is astronomical, and to put that on the taxpayer is just a totally unfair burden, because your body's still trying to go back to where it started.
Well, the Bureau of Prisons has been doing the surgeries and giving out the hormones and whatnot, too. That's going to stop.
Well, they've got a problem now in the prisons with the transgender men posing as women raping the female inmates. That's a problem.
Yes, and it's been a problem from the very beginning. It's not a new problem. Mm. It didn't just start when Trump took office. It's a ridiculous development, totally able to be foreseen, right?
Mm-hmm. And it is, at some point, we need to acknowledge that we're dealing with something called gender dysphoria, which is a mental illness.
Well, and, you know, encouraging that is harmful to the military. Let's face it, it has been a big cause of the military not being war fighters. The war fighters have not been rewarded. People who have weird problems have taken center stage, and it's a waste of time and money.
You know,
there are a lot of reasons to not cooperate.
I think this is a fairly recent development. I spent 43 years, 4 months, and 10 days in the Army.
But
never had
Right. You're like, who's counting now?
The subject just never came up. But then we didn't have females in our combat units, so I guess that was the reason.
I think it began to become mainstream with Bruce Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was acceptable. And I remember seeing an interview of her dressed as a woman.
Right.
When he was going to run for governor, and he was interviewed on Sean Hannity, and he had on this beautiful white dress and white spike heels and the whole bit.
Who's this?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, Caitlyn.
And when you watch the interview, the clothes were beautiful, the heels were beautiful, but the gestures didn't match what was worn and what was claimed to be interviewing.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work right. But I think that was the beginning of trying to mainstream the whole thing.
Now, how much of this was based on, I'm going to make myself a member of a minority because I know minorities now get their way. At least the way that's the way it has been recently.
Yeah,
a minority. A minority has always been considered the underclass that we need to bring them up. We need the what equity, I guess, is what they call. Yeah. So I'm going to make myself a minority so I get the equity privileges.
And why, if I'm a guy and I can't afford to go to college, and I'm an average runner, if I compete against girls in track, I'm quite likely to get a scholarship.
Well, you know, in the National Guard will help people through college anyway. He say he's E4 or something like that, which would be a specialist, and he would say, I'd like to go to college. And they would send him. Same thing happened to our son John. He was a great drill instructor, and he also was really knew the equipment, the military equipment, everything very well. And he was out driving a Jeep one time, and he was stopping. He started inspecting and checking things over, and this colonel came up to him and said, "Son, how much do you know about this?" And he said, "Oh, well," he started explaining everything. And he said, "What about that gear you've got on?" And John was explaining it to him. He said, "Have you been to college to make sure you can get promoted?" And John said, "No, sir. I've been too busy doing my job to care to worry about that." He said, "I want to see you in my office tomorrow morning, son. You're going to pack your bags. You're going to college."
Well, we have a grandson that the Marines are putting through college. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that is the honest way, if I may use that, to get a college education.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the standards that they can't... can't be honest. Not only is the person that's claiming to be transgender being dishonest, they're forcing everyone who interacts with them to be dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all supposed to
play along,
believe that he really has changed his sex and to treat him accordingly. And that's called living a lie. And it's also a tenet of communism. The communist government forced their people to believe things that they could see with their own eyes were not true.
Don't believe your lying eyes. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. And it's corrosive to the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, we saw that, I believe, with all the films that have been released, not by the January 6th committee, but by independents, on some of the things that happened on January 6th. When you saw the policeman opening the doors and inviting the protesters in, and then the protesters got arrested for trespassing, that looks like entrapment to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any question in your mind at all?
And when you saw the rioters, quote unquote, walking through the Capitol between the ropes, and between the guide ropes, and we're supposed to believe these are violent insurrectionists when nobody had a gun and they were walking through the ropes.
You know what? You take those people. What kinds of people were there? A lot of them former military, Proud Boys, this, that, and the other thing. How many weapons do you think they own among them?
Oh.
If they had really been on a mission to insurrection, there would have been thousands of dead people. They could pull off a really effective insurrection. It was a joke. There was no insurrection.
Well,
it was protesting, asking the government for redress of grievances for the American people. That's what it was.
And that the sentences of those protesters are now being reviewed by a judge in Washington, which is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, there's an acting U.S. attorney to Washington. Ed Martin has initiated a review of the predecessor, Matthew Graves, for handling charges of the 1,500 folks.
If you read some of the individual stories of these J6ers, you're just so outraged, but you want to cry. I read one yesterday, and the guy, his house was searched 7 times in 4 years. They were, that's just harassment.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cop. He had a sniper's badge. He was a trainer. He had his own business as a armorer. They took all his guns. They took his license. They took his job. They took everything away from him. And while he was on, at some point in time, he was on that anklet probation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They called him at home. Once was by a voice he recognized as his probation officer, asking him, gave him a fake name and asked him to look at a gun, you know, see if you could fix it, trying to entrap him on a probation violation.
Oh, good grief.
Somebody else called him and tried the same thing, but he recognized their voice too, and that it was a fake name. Then somebody drove up to his house and claimed they had a gun in their trunk. Would he walk over and look at it? And they kept refusing to leave when he asked them to, so he said he got in his car and drove away. You don't hear any of this.
No,
in the recounts of the press about how these people have been treated. So when Trump says these people were treated horribly, the press is there, you know, duh, no, they weren't.
Well, they're the civil rights violations on these prisoners, the way they were beaten, harassed, and whatever, are awful. That shouldn't happen in America.
No.
Now, apparently, and I'm not every one of them is a lily white person, but apparently there was one of the individuals who was released that apparently was shot yesterday in an altercation.
They're refusing FOIA requests for the body camera.
For the body camera, yeah. And apparently the guy had other prior traffic violations or whatever else, and they just weren't going to... Is it harassment? What is it that they stopped him? I don't know.
We may never know.
No.
They may obscure the record, but I can imagine that guy felt like, I'm not going back to jail.
We fully understand that part of it, yeah.
It's just a shame that we have reached the point where our courts are not protecting our civil rights in many cases.
Well, the D.C. courts are... those are the same courts that approved those FISA warrants that were based on lies. Mm. And even after the chief of the FISA court found out that the FBI had applied for and been given FISA warrants based on lies, she didn't do a darn thing to the judges that granted those warrants.
Wow.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thanks for listening. Stop in at East 70 Pawn for great deals. Drew and his knowledgeable staff have been serving the New Bern area since 1989. We always try to help our customers with friendly and honest service. Our crew is what sets us apart. Treating folks like how we want to be treated is our standard. People appreciate great service plus great prices, and that's what we're all about. Our shop is like no other. We specialize in guns, jewelry, and ammo, but we have so much more. We have the largest selection of new and used firearms, coins, collectibles, musical instruments, and tools. Our new jewelry selection is growing daily. Find us at 3317 Highway 70 East of New Bern. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, check out our website for many, many collectibles, east70pawn.com. East 70 Pawn is your one-stop shop to buy, sell, trade, or cash loans quickly, conveniently, and confidentially.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, Go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Welcome back, and again, thank you for listening to our sponsors and supporters. Mary, you wanted to take us a different direction.
I wanted to mention that this past Monday, because this is going to be broadcast on the weekend, was International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It was 80 years to the day from when Russia liberated Auschwitz-Birkenau. And there was a big ceremony there. Benjamin Netanyahu was not there because, according to the International Criminal Court, he is a war criminal, and Poland would have turned him over to the court to be arrested. The theme of the whole thing is never again. Well, we saw never again on October 7th, and we still don't have all those hostages back. There were some children that were taken as hostages, and there are some real questions as to whether or not they're still alive. And I just think that I'm glad that President Trump is in office because he supports Israel. We just sent Israel a bunch of bombs that Biden had held up the release of that we had promised to them. And Trump has suggested that the Palestinians, who have never had a state, be sent back to Egypt and Syria, which is where they're originally from.
And Jordan.
And Jordan was set up to be the Palestinian state. And then the Hashemites got involved with Lawrence of Arabia, and it got turned over to the Hashemites. And the Palestinians were there for a while as refugees because the Arab communities would not assimilate them, would not allow them to assimilate. And they tried to overthrow the government of Jordan, and they got kicked out with good reason. So they need to be assimilated into the Arab population.
I wanted to go back to your opening line for the Holocaust remembrance right now. Another tidbit of information. New York City this week has opened up a full-size recreation of Anne Frank's house and where they secretly...
Where they hid. The annex.
Yeah.
Wow.
A full-size one in New York.
But I think we need to remember the atrocities that happened there. And shameless plug, Right Wing Granny has an article on it, and I don't remember which day I posted it. It was an interview of the grandson of the commandant of Auschwitz.
Oh, wow.
And he is now a pastor, and he was talking about reconciliation with what was done in that sense, but he also turned around and said, Hamas needs to be totally eliminated. Their repentance is not possible. They need to go. But his comments, I read the interview, it was in the UK Daily Mail. And again, this is the grandson whose father grew up right next to that camp in luxury with a swimming pool and all this other stuff. And to me, it was an illustration of your ancestry, your heritage does not determine who you are.
Mm.
I mean, he is trying to build bridges between the Christian community and the Jewish community and to fight anti-Semitism.
I think they are doomed to failure so long as Hamas has strength to fly in the face of peace in that area. They really don't need to be there. They need to be stopped.
Yeah.
In my younger days, I'm talking about age about 3 or 4 to 6 or 7, we lived in a project house that had been built up in Arlington next to Washington, D.C., for people who had jobs that were considered essential to the war effort. And so there was, I don't know, several thousand of us in that project. It really was just a project. One of the boys that I knew was a really good friend of mine, I found out later that he was Jewish. I didn't know that. And later on, I ran across him again when I went over to coordinate Air Force support for some of our Army military operations, he was a full general. I reported to him. I said, Colonel, I'd like to talk to you about your interface with us for this coming exercise. And he said, you don't recognize me, do you, James? And I said, no, sir, I sure don't. He said, you should. Yeah, he said, you knocked the hell out of me when we were kids up in George Pickett Homes.
His name was Billy Rose.
Yeah, his name was Billy Rose.
You know, by the way, you're bringing up some of the introductions back to the military. Apparently, Pete Hegseth decided to introduce himself to the Pentagon, was it?
What?
Didn't he introduce himself to the Pentagon?
Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you what, when he said to George, he said,
He said, I welcome you in the Pentagon and Fort Benning and Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Using those names as official.
I sure hope they return those names of all the force to the original names. Of course, a lot of those people, like the George Pickett Holmes I was remembering, he was a Confederate general. So a lot of, let's see, A.P. Hill is another Confederate. Fort Lee, of course, and that's another Confederate. And that's the reason they changed the names.
But they were honorable men who fought for what they believed
in.
Yes.
And you know, it was part of our history. And to deny that is to screw things up. Because if you, the old thing, really true, if you don't understand it, you're doomed to relive in it. And yes. I don't want to go there
again.
And
if you tell a lie long enough, people begin to believe it.
That is one of the reasons I'm so excited about having more coverage from more different kinds of media, because there are members of the media who do not shy away from covering everything they know about everything they know and don't leave out some things by errors of omission and don't lie about things that lamestream media, frankly, has been lying about it for years.
Rainer, one of the examples this week that showed up, how many minutes did the media spend talking about Trump's
pardons
of 1,500? 46 minutes in the media, okay? I'm using the relevant number. How many minutes did they spend on Biden pardoning 2,800 people? Three minutes, I think.
Three or four?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so, they're complaining about Trump's pardoning of the J6ers, and then you look at the people that Biden pardoned, and some of them are scary people. Some of them were murderers.
Yeah.
I mean, the graft and corruption among the Biden crime family is known, other than by people who watch the mainstream media who have no idea. We encountered that yesterday with a friend who watches mainstream media who had no idea of anything that's gone on.
Oh, brother.
And, you know, they're there. You know, there are people among us who have no clue. And they're watching the news, they're reading certain newspapers, and they think they're informed. And they vote, and unfortunately, they are sadly misinformed.
Yeah. Well, there are more and more people who get it. And I think because of the recent changes that in the Trump administration and who is part of the press that they allow a platform for, things are going to change. They've gotten good. They're going to get better.
Well, also, when you think about it, how many people are watching CNN these days? And it's not in the airport anymore.
Well, Jim Acosta apparently
has left.
Has left.
Did anybody notice? He got promoted to midnight.
Did anybody notice?
Well, then he left.
I know.
I don't watch CNN.
No.
Or MSNBC. Well,
I tell you, about all I see of that is when I see cold opens for programs that are on conservative outlets.
And the funny thing is CNN used to be held in every airport around the world.
Yes. We used to watch it on a regular basis. No longer.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up a subject. We've been watching confirmation hearings on the television. And I guess I'm a radical because I think that the Senate ought to go ahead and confirm all the support people that Trump wants to work with. But it seems to me that they're using it as a grandstand. They know people are watching, and they just try to show how much they know about things and how important they are. And I see you're nodding your head, Mary. I think you've been watching them too, I take it.
Well, what would happen if the confirmation hearings were not public? They'd be very different.
Yeah.
I bet they would.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the public has a right to see them. I'm not saying that I don't want them not public.
Now, going back, what is the verb that joined our vocabulary a few years ago? Borking.
Yes.
Borking was a verb that came from, Ted Kennedy?
Kennedy and Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden when they were destroying...
Robert Bork.
There's something that has excited me. I think it's a good idea. Steve Bannon, Senator John Thune, no, not John, Tommy Tuberville, are encouraging people to call our own members of the Senate and also John Thune and tell them that Trump needs to have his team.
Yes.
We voted for him in a landslide. We understood thoroughly what he intended to do. He didn't hide any of that. We, the people, want it, and we need to politely but clearly let the people who are going to vote know we want President Trump's team elected yesterday.
And we want the votes to be public. They're trying to do a secret vote on Tulsi.
You're right. That number, if I may, the main switchboard at the congressional,
Capitol.
Yeah, at the Capitol for either House or Senate is Area 202-224-3121. And I want us to call and make ourselves heard.
And I want to mention, when you talk about Senate confirmations, one of the people who was confirmed when President Biden was president, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, aside from the fact that it was a man dressed up as a girl, had been an executive in the health department of the state where he was, which was Pennsylvania. When the governor of Pennsylvania moved the COVID patients into the elderly nursing homes, he moved his mother out to a hotel to protect her. This man, despite that action, was confirmed as the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
And that action was known at that time, yes.
Don't give me a reason that you're not voting for one of Trump's choices, because I'm not buying it.
Yep.
Folks,
nor should you. Excuse
okay, me. Folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Thank you for listening to Wake Up Call.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, just people in the community that love this country to protect individual liberty and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Again, welcome back. And again, thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. Pat, you wanted to take us where?
Well, before Pete Hegseth got confirmed, he had a little glitch at the very end where a new allegation came up, an affidavit by his sister-in-law. And
ex-sister-in-law, yes.
Ex-sister-in-law that people thought was going to finally derail him. And it was secret. Nobody knew where it came from. And now we know it's North Carolina's own Tom Tillis.
Now, wasn't he working with a Democrat with this also? Wasn't there a Democrat involved?
Well, the article doesn't say that. Oh. But it's implied, mm-hmm. Right? So he said that he... It carried weight with him, which is why I communicated my concerns to the White House and spent days doing my due diligence and seeing if there were any firsthand corroborating accounts of the sworn statement. The woman, his wife, said, "None of this happened. Stop asking.
It's not true.
It's not true. I've told my lawyer." He said he did extensive research, including long conversations with Hegseth, and his vote makes it clear where the facts ultimately led. When the vote confirmed Hegseth, this ex-sister-in-law put out another statement saying that she had been promised that her affidavit would flip 3 votes and keep him from getting confirmed. And allegedly, Tillis is the one that made that promise to her. That it would flip Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, and Tom Tillis. Tillis ended up
voting for
Pete, but Mitch McConnell voted against him. So she still got her 3, but it wasn't enough to.
And J.D. Vance broke the tie.
Right.
You know what? I heard the cutest story about that. His children were watching. And when they got back with their father, they noted that it was their dad made the tie-breaking mm-hmm. vote. And one of the sons said, "Dad, you won in overtime. That's wonderful."
But what people in North Carolina does this kind of move by Tom Tillis represent?
Well, who does Tom Tillis represent?
That's my question.
And he seems to be a squirrely guy.
You think?
Because recently I've noticed he's proposed some legislation, particularly for the VA, that seemed to be really good. But then he goes and pulls something like this.
Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, I don't think he deserves to represent us anymore because of things like you're talking about that just do not represent us. It's the exact opposite.
Unfortunately, someone recently mentioned to me that the only way that seat remains Republican is that somebody with the kind of money that Tom Tillis can raise wins the primary. And the concern was that no one else could raise the money that Tom Tillis raises. Well, part of his donations, a lot of his donations come from Big Pharma mm-hmm. and places like that, and places that don't represent the people of North Carolina.
Right.
So maybe it's time the people of North Carolina decide that they want somebody who represents them, mm-hmm. not Big Pharma and some other things.
Well, all the swing states have done it. The popular vote has turned out that way. We the people woke up enough that enough of us worked on getting the election to go the way we believed it ought to go, that it happened sans all the money. It was boots on the ground. Well, That is a lovely way to approach things, and I think we're capable of it.
Now, the expected opponent will be Roy Cooper. That's the expected opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Is right.
Okay, we'll take a vote on the.
Okay. let's change the subject.
Before we change the subject off of Pete Egseth, I have to give him props because he's already started investigating Mark Milley. He's gotten rid of his chauffeur and security detail.
Woohoo!
Two different portraits of Milley have been taken down from the Pentagon.
Security clearance?
And he's lost his security clearance, so he can't serve on defense boards and be on CNN giving his august opinion on whatever the latest crisis is. And they're going to investigate him to see if he deserves to lose a star for those calls to China. So his retirement pay will be cut.
And I want to mention that this is not political retribution, that those calls to China were a serious problem. And that has nothing to do with politics. That has to do with the chain of command. And if you don't deal with violations of the chain of command when they happen, they will happen again.
Well, we have seen other folks historically, when they disagreed with the president, they would rightly resign from their position.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's an honorable way
That's an honorable way to do it, but not to be subversive.
Right. Well, he also told the people around him that if they got any orders from the president, that they were to check with him first. Mm-hmm. And he went around the room. This is in the Joint Chiefs. He went around the room and made each one of them acknowledge to him that they got it. Okay, that right there is a violation of the chain of command. And not only Milley, but each one of them that said got it needs to go too.
Because they were all enforcing an illegal order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, and I'm not a military person, so I don't know all this stuff. After what happened, the fall of Afghanistan, what happened there, I remember reading that the generals who disagreed with Biden, who went ahead and followed his orders anyway, should have resigned and prevented that whole thing from happening.
I agree with you.
That's how that works?
It should work that way. If you are an officer in the Army and you disagree with the orders that you've received, then you ought to explain that and give that as your reason of resigning.
But explain that it's not a legal order.
Yeah, it's not a legal order. They've changed the pledge to where you say you would agree to obey all the legal orders of the officers appointed over me.
So had the officers involved done what they should have done, that whole catastrophe could have been avoided.
Absolutely.
Well, it requires people to be men of honor. We don't grow men of honor much anymore.
And at certain ranks within the military, the honor doesn't count as much as political connectivity.
I think that is changing and will change rapidly.
Will change.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where are we going to go?
I have an article here. MAGA goes F-A-F-O. Fluff around and find out what that stands for. Trump purges USAID leadership for defying executive orders, and we're talking about 60 people. We're not talking about one or two here at the edges. 60. Whack.
Hey, some of our audience might not know exactly what you're talking about. Would you explain it a little deeper?
Yeah, the U.S. Agency for International Development
Is that part of the State Department?
Yes. That's where a lot of money flows through the federal government overseas.
That's where they influence elections and such
things. Yes, it's also considered a front for the CIA, yes.
That's the deep state.
It's the deep state.
And he just fired 60 people in the deep state.
Yeah.
Are we going to miss them?
Nope. Don't let the doorknob hit you.
They ordered USAID to immediately halt the designation of new foreign aid and funding. New foreign aid funding. New. Stop accepting applications for future funding and issue stop work orders to its grantees, while a small number of exemptions were permitted. Apparently, some within the agency decided they knew better and took matters into their own hands directly to find the executive order. So...
and
off with your head.
There are apparently some people who have been told that you know, I guess they were asked to resign, very strongly asked to resign, flat out refused, but yet they got ushered out of their office. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for ushering them out properly.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, this is like your birthday every day. You know? All our thirst for American justice, because Americans are more likely to say, that's not fair. We like fairness. We like to see the bad guy get it in the neck. And speaking of the bad guy get it in the neck, the black actor who's playing Captain America,
yes,
gave an interview in Italy about the movie that's coming out, where he said Captain America doesn't represent America.
Well, he's backtracked on that.
He backtracked, but he still didn't apologize.
He still did the movie.
And no, but he
I believe the first thing somebody says.
Yeah.
That's what they really think.
He backtracked and said that America, what he refused to say was that the character represented America. What he had originally said was the character has honor and integrity. But that's not America. See, that's, no,
yeah.
No, that's not right. So that movie's probably doomed. It cost him $400 million to make it. It's a Disney film. I hope it fails miserably and Disney gets some shareholder lawsuits.
Going
Good
back
idea.
To what you were talking about, the USAID employees, a lot of federal employees got emails offering them a
buyout.
Eight month salary buyout.
And benefits. If they, yeah, they got 8 days to accept it.
That's one way to cut government.
And get this, they had to figure out how to be, the president was able to send an email to all of the employees, because beforehand that was not able to be done. You had to send the emails to department heads or whatever, and then they would distribute it. But they've been working on being able to send an email to every federal employee. Well, this morning I read two employees have already filed a lawsuit against the president saying that he shouldn't be able to email them. It
what?
Was a violation of their privacy rights.
They work for the president.
Yeah, I'd like to mention, maybe
like
Rainey, you can help me with this, but the Real America's Voice, a conservative thing that's not a regular radio station, it's, what do you call it, broadcast. Anyway, they have she has a representative on the White House mm-hmm. Corps, what do they call it now? The
Press Corps.
Press Corps, yeah. And I think that's wonderful. It's a neat idea.
Well, you know, we're hearing about the people that are now griping because they have to come back to work at the office, and I may have to do an hour and a half commute in the morning and an hour and a half in the evening, and where's all my luxury time going? Well, folks, we're going to take another break on that because we don't have to commute. This is the CCTA wake-up call.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Thank you again for listening to the sponsors and supporters. Again, welcome back. We're going to money.
We're going to talk about...
And waste thereof.
Yes.
Well, you're going to talk about the judge that put in and stopped the president from stopping spending.
Well, before I left home, I read an article that the Trump had signed a new EO that reversed the EO that stopped all the spending.
So we don't know.
In reply to the judge's order.
So it is remotely possible that he may find a way to do this in a way that is more honest, that is more compliant with the law, that the judge can't stop it.
But from my quick take on this, from the PR perspective, I'm going to bring in the PR perspective. The fact that that judge stopped the president from saving ridiculously spent money, it gives the president the opportunity to show how foolish we have been spending money.
Yep. And he always thinks outside the box. I suspect there's more to it than that even, but that's a good part of it.
To bring one up, and I know there was a misspelling in the article, but I'm going to say Trump halts the shipment containing $50 million of taxpayer-funded condoms to Gaza.
Now, I want to point out that the Gazans, Hamas, was filling those with helium and putting fires on the bottom of them and sending them over to Israel to light fires and destroy Israeli farmland. They also spent $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
Oh, that's pittance. $47,000. That's only two front row tickets for what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah.
They had a Peruvian trans comic book program that got $32,000.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about our money.
Yes.
Yours, mine.
Yes. Yes.
No, it's government money.
No, it's not. That's my whole point. It's our money.
It's our money. That's right.
What else you got?
$500,000 to Nepal for a grant, doesn't say what. $20,000 to Ecuador for a drag show.
Oh, my God.
And $15 million for contraceptives for the Taliban.
I've got $1.5 million for gender scholars program in Egypt, $3 million for a girl-centered climate action program in Brazil, and $790,000 for electric motorcycle charging stations in Uganda.
It's not funny, but it's so ridiculous.
Well, I think President Trump has gotten more out of the stopping, which shows how ridiculous this spending is. Mm-hmm. If it was just cut off, we would have never known these things were in there. Who was the one that did the we used to get a booklet every year.
Oh, Festivus, Rand Paul.
Rand Paul on the ridiculous spending that was in Congress. And again, folks, my desire, and call your congressman, call the senators, call the representatives, no bill should be more than 50 pages. Is that an outside limit?
How about 10?
You're lucky if it's 100, you know, instead of thousands.
But it needs to be the single subject that we were
yes,
single
promised.
Subject and published 7 days in advance.
There's to the public.
Called log rolling. Have you ever heard of log rolling?
Well, the literal kind down
no,
in Mississippi.
Log rolling is where you attempt to put two subjects into one bill. It's not against the law, but you can't. It can't be done. It's not supposed to be done, but ever. But when you're talking about omnibus bills and continuing resolutions, see, log rolling goes by to by. If you have, that's why these bills have these long names, because they have to be very specific what this bill is about, and all four corners of the bill have to be about that subject. And the sooner we get back to that, we haven't had a budget since, what, 1995?
No, I think it's 2008.
Yeah,
we haven't had the proper budget process since 2008, when Obama came in. That whole transition was such a mess. We had the office of the president-elect, which does not exist, and that was the end of the budget process. That was the beginning of the omnibus bills.
But yes, way back in 95 was back when we had a budget that actually meant something, and that was because of
Newt Gingrich.
That it had some teeth to it.
Contract with America.
Yes. And the one I have heard somebody say, and I don't know who it was, why are we paying people to hate us? Our foreign aid program is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They can hate us for free.
And very well ought to.
You know, we don't have to pay them to do that.
Nope.
The whole thing is insane. And you know, if the judges are going to block the stopping of government spending, maybe we ought to raise the taxes on the judges. You know, you want to spend it, you pay for it.
Sounds like a good idea. Actually, what sounds like a good idea to me, truly more than that, is the business of using tariffs. President Trump has pointed out that from 1870 to 1913, we did not have any IRS.
Internal taxing.
Yeah, it was all external imports and tariffs and so on.
That wouldn't work today.
Why not?
It says it will.
Because there's lots of things that we don't make anymore. So you don't have a choice to buy
that
an
has
American.
That has to be changed as well. Yeah.
There's
a problem getting there, but we need to get there.
The other thing that needs to be changed is we have to take a really good look at our social safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go back to the era of Bill Clinton when we had work requirements on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to end welfare for people who are here illegally.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things we can do to really cut the federal budget to begin to close that gap. We won't close that gap until we get the manufacturing back. You're right.
Yeah.
But we can begin.
That's why it's so hard and why we need Trump, because he can think outside the box, way outside the box, is we don't solve this problem if we don't solve that problem, if we don't solve the other problem, and it takes a bunch of different approaches taken at the same time in order for them to actually work.
And one of the things that will bring manufacturing back is drill, baby, drill.
Ooh, oh, yes.
Because dependable, low-priced energy attracts manufacturing. And if you can do that, and then you cut the taxes on the corporations to make it desirable to have your corporate headquarters in America, then you begin to undo the damage that was done in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
These AI centers that they're talking about are going to take enormous energy to run. And so they're talking about hubs where there's the AI generation and an energy hub to run it, and that some of those are going to include nuclear.
The little boxes, the nuclear, mm-hmm. The smaller nuclear ones, reactors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a good idea.
They've been proven safe and effective as the smaller generators.
And now China is saying that they can achieve that with far smaller energy output.
DeepSeek.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I was looking for. I don't know whether it's true or not.
I don't either.
But it is.
Nobody knows.
Trump says he can bring auto manufacturing back to Detroit. And Greensboro used to be the world headquarters for buying materials for clothing and things like that. So if we can get that sort of thing going back here in the United States,
furniture was made here.
Yeah.
Really good furniture at reasonable costs.
You talk about Chinese energy. China is still building
coal plants
at a rate of one or two a week.
Yeah.
So I question whether we really know if they've perfected the little nuclear box of energy.
I
don't know.
I don't either. It's something I'm curious about.
And we're not going to get a straight answer from the Chinese communists.
I don't think.
But France apparently has a number of small nuclear plants that they use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you do a smaller nuclear plant, first off, you're less dependent upon the grid. Because I don't have to transmit electricity as far as I would have to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to go back to New York State, going way, way back. They had to transmit electricity all the way from Buffalo, New York, which was Niagara Falls, because that was the source of energy to support much of the state. Now, I'm going back more than 100 years for that.
I didn't know you were that old, Bob.
No, I know. Wow, sometimes Bob. I feel it. But
one of the reasons that the textile industry got started in New England was they used water wheels to provide the power to get their mills and their stuff going. You drive through Rhode Island particularly and southeastern Massachusetts, and a lot of those places now are restaurants because they have the scenic water wheel, and they're beautiful. And one of the best uses of an industry that left, when the unions came into New England, the textile industry left. It came to North Carolina and places like that. Well, Fall River, which had been the heart of the textile industry, probably back in the 80s, 90s, took those mills, those buildings, which were two-story buildings, manufacturing buildings, divided them into shops and turned them into discount malls.
Oh, wow.
So you had an indoor discount mall, because in Massachusetts, you don't want an outdoor discount mall in the winter anyway. And you would have 20 shops in one building, and maybe a restaurant too. And that's what they did with all the old textile mills in Fall River. And it brought the town, the city, back.
Creative. I like it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, we've got about 1 minute to go. What do we want to wrap up with? One thing I want to say is that President Trump was escorting some of the illegal aliens back to Colombia. And they didn't want them, and President Trump says, no, I'll give you a tariff instead. And that was on hole 3 of the golf course, that I will give you the tariff. By hole 8, they said, no, we'll send planes to even bring them back ourselves.
And he was 3 under par.
Multitasking.
Okay, what else? 30 seconds worth, come on.
Well, I'd like to go back to the subject about confirmation of Trump's appointees for various positions in the government, and I wish the Senate would just quit showcasing this darn thing and get on with the work.
I agree.
And we, the people, need to call them, jangle their chains, and let them know what we want and why.
Well, folks, that's the way we're going to finish up the show. Again, thank you for staying with us. I hope you're enjoying a better weekend than last weekend when we had the snowstorm. You have a wonderful day. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.